The numbers told the story. They always do.
So I'm those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Our number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. After you're taking us in, we appreciate it. Always grateful that you make us part of your morning. Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin. And the crack man standing by. We get tweets first at Beatty the Book. Haven't read any tweets this morning. Buddhist man, while this makes for a good subtle reminder to crack man not to go to the D this morning, perhaps a text or a phone call might be in order just in case the text was sent. Crack is here momentarily. Let's see. This is from...
Gil did his job last night.
I did. Crane Pool. Someone walking into Circa for the first time. He relates it to the Seinfeld episode, the Terry Hatcher episode. Terry Hatcher, is that her name? Episode where she says they're real and they're spectacular. Circa is real and it is spectacular. I can promise you that. This is, from...
Yeah, Terry Hatcher. That was her.
Let's see. Oh, primetime. Cowboys underscore Cubs won. Mohova paid 150-1 for the quarter at Bet Online as well. Sources confirm. What? Was only available for a few minutes before settling at 9-1. That has to be a mistake.
It had to be the extra zero.
It has to be, but it's two books, so maybe it wasn't a mistake. But, like, how is that possible?
No, good point. Two books makes that weird.
That's, wow. Montreal Max letting us know that our picture is crystal clear this morning.
We got a great crew.
Sam at Swiss 96, he says, I'd love to get your updated view on EGA. I don't want to be seen as an EGA hater, but at what point do the fundamental results trump the data again outside of Clay? She's not a play anymore until something changes. Love to hear your thoughts. This is the Felica theory, right? That she's been to. First of all, Felica says, besides Clay, she's only been to two quarters in 18 slams. So first of all, Felica's wrong on his data. It's first of all, she's only played in 17 slams. One didn't even occur. And then four of those other 17 were when she was 17 or 18 years old before anybody besides this show ever knew who she was. So even if you take two of 13, right, let's just be clear about it, though. If you're going to say something, let's be accurate. So 2 of 13 is what that is. But I ask you, and this gets back to the whole Ravens thing, are you more interested in the Ravens body of work from last year and all the years, or the Patrick Mahomes hack thing? Like, what's we used to talk about the Triple Crown, right? Between Affirmed winning it in 1978 and American Pharoah winning it in 2015, everybody always said, oh, no one's won a Triple Crown in 34 years and 35 years. And I always used to say, yeah, but there's been so many close calls, what's the more important stat? So when it comes to EGA, I ask you, is this a more important stat, or is it more important that she's won 5 slams, she's won a U.S. Open, she's won 10 1,000s, which is essentially slam field, but not with the sort of, what's the recognition of a slam. 6 of those were hardcourt. She won a WTA Finals, which is hardcourt. So I sort of ask you, like, is that a sports mainstream narrative that people like to latch onto, when in fact the real data is that she is awesome. Now, is she in her head way more than she needs to be? 100%, I'm with you on that. But I just sort of say, he concluded his tweet this morning, Chris did, with that, by saying bettors should remember that. No, bettors should absolutely not remember that, because that's exactly what's going to take them off the scent of EGA. That's my viewpoint on that. And with that said, we'll read more tweets later. It's time for Unscripted with the Greg Man Bill Krakenberger. Look at you.
Good morning.
How do you like this cozy desk?
I'm in the center. I feel like an Oreo cookie. I said I feel like a double stuffed, the white double stuffed guy in the middle. Matter of fact, we're supposed to be on the outside. You're supposed to be in the middle.
Me?
We're guarding our quarterback.
You know, yeah. You know, that's what the people are very upset that I'm on this side.
Let's ask Twitter. Yeah. They've all got
opinions.
I
should be on that side, and now you're saying I should be in the middle for this.
Well, thanks, guys. Nice to be part of this, and I'm even here in, with this, all the big shakeups over here. I may even get my parking validated.
Oh.
All right.
Do you have a pass to the secret Batcave?
No, I know where the Batcave is downstairs, though. Okay. You'll have to show me that. But, this is I wrote down something this morning, because I have to write down things now, because I have so many things that I'm a movie guy. We quote so many movie things. Mm-hmm. So I'll start right out with the Rounders movie, which you guys have to know. It's mm-hmm. got to be in your top 20 movies, I would think, 25, something like that. Sheriff's game, when they're at the Sheriff's game in, like, I don't know, Rochester or wherever they're at. The worm says, wow, 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 a lot of action. And that's exactly what's happening with this football. Wow, wow, wow. And here we are.
Check, call, 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 call. Yeah. But lots of action.
Opening day in the NFL. And I see a little bit of a major line move here moving as we get on air. I see the powers that be in the offshore world and moving Baltimore, Kansas City under to 46.5. That's probably, you know, not like last year, wasn't that the trend of the primetime games going under? And I can see that probably for the Monday night game a little bit more than tonight's game. But I mean, I'm not betting it anyway. I'm not betting under, but on tonight's game. But I see like the San Fran game, 44. I would kind of lean to the under in that game more than tonight's primetime game.
How many total bets do you have at week one going? Do you have any idea?
I didn't write them down, though. I have a lot, though.
A lot.
Yeah, I have a lot.
I asked you this because the first time I ever met Crack, we were watching a Monday Night Football game where the Pittsburgh Steelers were involved. This is more than 10 years ago. And I asked you that, and I was like, how many bets do you have on this one game? You go, I have no idea. 30, 40, I have no idea.
Oh, well, when it comes to the props and stuff, there'll be a bunch of bets. But the purpose of me saying about, wow, a lot of action is I just put a tweet up on Twitter that saying that, you know, I know that everyone's going to have, no matter what I tell them, you tell them, anyone says, everyone's going to have like their bankrolls in action. Like literally, 100% of their bankrolls will be in action on Sunday. Ugh. So it's, and I say bankrolls, I mean their gambling bankrolls, which for the hardcore guys that I grew up with back east, that's their entire bankroll. I mean, you know, it's
the
everything
accounts
goes.
Are zeroed.
Yeah, everything everything goes in action, and you know it's you get caught up. I mean, every network now is gambling is fashionable. You know, when VSiN started up, they weren't talking about gambling on ESPN every day and you know Fox and all the different networks every day. Now it's fashionable. Everyone's gambling, so you know, and the big sports books are behind it, and you know, pushing some really bad bets on us. You know
that.
Listen. I'll not only use the big sports books. I'll use this town. You cannot bet a teaser in Las Vegas and tell me you're a profitable bettor if you're betting in Las Vegas teasers
because the juice is too.
They've priced us out of the market.
Yeah. What's the average juice price on a two team 6 point teaser now?
Here in town's 130.
And it used to be even money back in the day.
I bet even money teasers at five different shops for at least 5 years, maybe more, back in late 90s, early 2000s. And I still have some shops that I could find that are 120 or less, 120 or maybe a couple. I had Randy McKay on my podcast yesterday, which he's going to be on every week, by the way, giving out his NFL picks.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Randy's going to be on at the end. He had a gig last year somewhere back east, and he said I went to dinner with him last week, and he said he's not doing that anymore. I said, Randy, why don't you come on about, I'm on the end of my podcast for 10 or 15 minutes every week and give out some plays. And plays did he give out. I figured he would come on slow the first week we talk a little bit. No, Randy gave out like six plays.
Really?
Yes. He gave out teasers. He gave out like, teasers galore, but Randy's laying $1.10 on a 6 point teaser. So
Randy has time in between manipulating, slots. Machines.
Yeah.
Slot machines.
Yeah.
By the way, the name of.
I would have expected what Bill did. I would have thought Randy was like, two bets. Maybe
he had like six. I hate to quote his games without. Just check out wherever you get your podcast. There,
Wise
on YouTube
Cracks.
And
Wisecracks is the name of Bill's
and
podcast.
We're really a lifestyle podcast, very informative. But his portion, I think, is going to be very valuable. Randy's a winning NFL player. Obviously, the guy's won countless contests in the NFL, college too, and. We never want to forget the 14 cars that he won.
Before. 14.
Including this year
at
the M, which is Penn Gaming. You know, if you play so much, you get a Mercedes lease for a year. So he has that going, too.
Put a quarter in and win a car.
What was your first experience with Randy when you were the last day of a super contest or something, Kelly, where you were watching him and he was normal?
Yeah, that was down at the D. We were doing a Sunday morning kickoff show, pregame show down there. It was myself, Amal Shaw, and Adam Candy at the time. Great little trio. We were doing a little show at the D, and it was right outside of the McDonald's there. And like we would often, we went right up to kickoff, right? So a lot of, you know, we'd hang around and watch games, at least the first half of the first games. Remember running into Randy, and it was, hey, Randy, you know, how you doing? We run into him every few months, right? So catching up, and it was, you know, how you doing in contests? You got anything live? And this was final day of the contest, I think. And he's like,
well, yeah,
you know, Super Contest Gold's going pretty well. Like, I'm in second place, right? I'm like, you're in second place in Super Contest Gold? Like, is there a chance to take home the big one? He's like, yeah, there's a chance, but some things would have to go my way today.
I'm like, in my head,
cross off the rest of my plans today. I will be sitting right next to Randy as I see him sweat this out. And it was the coolest, calmest customer on the planet through the entire day. And
he didn't get there,
but you wouldn't have noticed any change in his facial expression throughout the entire afternoon.
Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger, wherever podcasts are distributed.
Yeah, that'll be fun to listen to that him every week and his breakdowns of he had a lot of teasers in his arsenal this week, and I was surprised. Green Bay, I remember Green Bay was one of them. The Giants, which I'm actually on the other side of that game a little bit. I'm doing some more sides this year because, you know, I had some a little bit more edges. I see Minnesota went to two now at far off places. So.
Those are both long teaser legs.
Yeah, the Giants was one of them. Of course, you know, him and everyone else using Cincinnati, that just looks too easy, and yeah. I'm sure it probably is.
What could possibly go wrong?
Indy, maybe. There was a couple. I forget, guys. If you can go to look. Exactly. And then he gave out some sides. He gave out three sides, too. Maybe I should look into them before I
like Indiana teaser, too. I haven't played it, but
there's a bunch of natural teasers, man. Yep. A bunch of natural teaser legs. You just named a bunch of them. More with Crackman on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget to check out our website, VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, betting guides. If you look at the front page, Tyler Shoemaker on the WNBA. He's got plays in the W. Zach Cohen, Ravens Chiefs, in case you missed it earlier. He's got thoughts on the game. He's also talking college football and tennis as well. JVT on college football. Shoemaker on college football. It's all there. VSiN.com. Check it out. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Sports Savant, I was talking about Emma Navarro, that Pegula has been a top five player, and Navarro currently top 20, and that she'll be in the top 10. He even says, they said that Navarro will be top 10 after her win, sitting number 7 right now for the WTA Finals. They let 8 men and women into the ATP and the WTA Finals based on your points for the season. So Navarro currently would be involved in that. Rob Smith at RLS0669 just listened to the Week 1 Megapod, and as a Cincinnati native, was pleasantly surprised to hear the jungle reference for Paycor Stadium and Don Gullett conversation. Again, the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod, wherever podcasts are distributed. Todd Wishnev, Will Hill, and I with Steve Fezzik as the Week 1 guest. Great response to the first week of the Megapod. This is from Steelers guy. He says, no Lions in your top 10? What am I missing here? I had the Lions in my top 10. Lions were number 3 in the NFC.
Yes, they were number 3 for you. Yeah. Yep.
Johnny Ringo, no Seager, video poker, or Sigma Dervy. I want the charm back. Go back to the D, he says. Okay, yeah.
The charm.
We'll be sure to do that with the charm.
After 4 days in here, yeah, you could pry me out of the studio.
Vegas DP, do you make your own power ratings? I do, but not nearly as mathematically in the NFL as some others do, quite frankly. But I do have my own power ratings.
Yeah, I think what, Gil, you and I kind of tack it similarly. This is why we try to just do it in a more blanketed power rankings type approach each week.
Evan Klein, nothing like a stiff bourbon in the morning to quench your thirst, quote unquote, in thirst, he says. And Brian M, let a can of Coke go flat, add some water to match the color, and replace the contents of the bourbon bottle. That's how we keep the bourbon all day.
No. Kelly might have had some of those ideas yesterday. It didn't go over well.
Mike Alvarez saying that the Commanders are setting a new NFL record Sunday. This is from Todd Furman, actually. He's quoting. He says, Commanders will set a new NFL record Sunday for the most consecutive season openers with a different starting quarterback. 8 in a row. And Mike Alvarez says to me, he goes, you guys are number one. Yes, 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 we, if I may say, are. And then BM says, price on Pegula is a little steep. No, I like the Mahova side. Thoughts? Yes, that was the first thing I gave out today. I'm on Mahova at plus 140. And Mr. Bomb Apple says about the game tonight, every single expert on VSiN Picks page has KC minus 2.5 as a best bet. As you often say, what could go wrong?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And the South Point has that minus 110 because they don't move their juice, they just the number.
That's right.
Minus 2.5. They took a $200,000 bet on Jimmy Vaccaro, posted the ticket on the +3. So I'm sure they're pretty heavy on that. But,
okay. You have a prop to share, by the way, sir?
Yeah, one of our buddies just gave out a prop here. Of course, you guys will be chasing this now, I'm sure. Mecole Hardman, Kansas City, under 8.5, minus $1.35. MGM minus $1.10. Wow, I didn't see that.
Repeat it again. Mecole Hardman is what?
Under 8.5 receiving yards, minus $1.35. $1.43 at DraftKings. $1.10. The few books have a combo on yards, okay, which he also likes well on. So that's a winning prop guy that I follow. He just put that out about three, four minutes ago. Also, guys, going back to finish that teaser pricing thing, I just checked because I think Caesars was the last one at a dollar. They were $1.20, went to $1.25. They may have went to $1.30 this year.
They're $1.25. I checked $1.25? That a couple of days ago. I was going to ask you, is Wynn still at -120? Because they were at $1.20 last year.
I'm
going
to try to build one right now. Unfortunately, they don't open yet, even though it's
right, of course,
8:20 a.m. No, and I love the Wynn. Let me tell you something. The Wynn was taking some really good bets from me on their app, and then they still are. I love Doug over there and stuff, but yeah, they don't open.
Because Bill, I think we hit the point last year. By last season, it was only Caesars and William Hill. Hill and Wynn that were -120.
I did this on the Megapod too, but I always want to step in when we have this conversation because there's going to be somebody who's new to betting who doesn't, you know, wonder what does it mean if it's just it's still the same bet. The point of this is that when books raise the juice on these types of things. So what used to be even money then went to -110, then went to -120, now -130. Some people have it even higher. And the point of that is when books, mathematically, when books raise their juice, your win percentage incrementally has to go higher and higher for it to become a winning long-term proposition. So instead of hitting a certain percentage of your bets, now that bet percentage increases. And over the long haul, that then becomes a losing proposition because you're not going to get to that winning percentage. And that's why, yes, for any one bet, you can isolate it and say, oh, what's the difference? It's the same bet. But you're not doing it right if you're sort of focused on it that way.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And unfortunately, you know, people love to bet teasers and they think automatically, oh, it's 5 cents, 10 cents. No, the sharpest minds in the world cannot beat teasers that are going to be $1.30 on a 6-point, $1.50. I mean, there's places in this town that charge $1.60 on a 7-point teaser. I mean, just to ship the money in. Yeah.
So, Bill, do you think if 125 is the best we get in town, do you think your teaser betting will be dropping this year?
Definitely. I'm not betting. I'm not laying $1.25.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did a little of this yesterday, but I want to do it the day that the NFL season starts. I want to say again, there are places, and this is, again, just a PSA for bettors. There are certain shops, know the rules, where if you're in a two-team 6-point teaser or any teaser, if one leg loses and the other one pushes, teasers cannot be cannot reduce to a one-team teaser. That doesn't exist. So it's actually a refund. So a tie and a loss is actually not a loss. It's a refund. And so we should repeat this as many times as we can. That exists. And so don't throw your ticket away in that case because, again, the Stevie Fezziks of the world go into dumpsters and dumpster and die for it.
Half the shops in this town fall under that rule.
Yes.
So half of them are charging, are giving you a refund and half are not. So
by the way, the half that are not, that should not be allowed.
Yeah, I don't. I have plenty of shops that give you a refund. So
yeah,
you know, a lot of times it'll revolve around the night game. So you'll lose the early game, you get blown out by 20 points, take your ticket and throw it in the garbage can, and at nighttime when you'll see a game land on 10 that was at 3 or something, people, you know, that tease from 3 to 10, well, you know, that's a refund, and then people will be looking at if they're in a house that has refunds on teasers. So I want to give some advice for the entire season now.
Please.
And it's something I've said last year, that our eyes play tricks on us with these games. So a team never looks as good when they're winning. Conversely, they never look as bad when they're losing. So instantly you'll say, oh, my God, I'm betting against this. They look terrible. I'm betting against them next week. The line's not even up yet. It's going to come out with that baked in already.
That's
like,
right.
You know, like, oh, I don't care what they are. They're terrible. Trust me. Our eyes play tricks on us. And every week you think, oh, my God, this team is great. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to be – this is a playoff contention. It doesn't matter because the line that night – and you know, you're saying this – I don't care if you're saying it in the fourth quarter. The line's not out yet. The line's going to come out in another 6-7 hours. That's already going to be taken into consideration and factored in the line. So, you know, I know that that's just how people handicap. That's how they handicap games. They say, oh, yeah. This team looked good. I was watching the game.
This is what you have just said is the single, like if you did a NFL betting 101 to the first time better, that's the topic sentence, right? Fight recency bias.
Perfect.
It's the biggest single thing because Marco D'Angelo used to say it on the Megapod all the time. No team, like you just said, no team looks as good as it did 1 week. No team looks as bad as it did 1 week. And the reason we did those power rankings earlier, again, and I know we're being repetitive here if you were on earlier, but it's worth repeating for newer bettors. The reason we do those is because they give ourselves, because everybody's susceptible to this, right? We're all human beings with a flawed human brain. We tend to get biased to what we've seen last. But those power rankings allow us to sort of set back to the middle when we see a team lay an egg, right? The Ravens, we were talking about how great the Ravens season was in the top five DVOA season last year. They destroyed, right, really good teams last year. They blew out the Lions were one of the teams they blew out. They blew out the Dolphins. They blew out the Niners. They blew out the Jaguars. And then remember the games they lost. They lost in just ridiculous fashion to like the Colts of the world and the Steelers of the world. So I'm just saying, just because the Lions got destroyed by the Ravens doesn't mean the Lions all of a sudden suck. And you just have to fight that feeling on a week to week basis.
And it's not even, it's just everyone, just the way that people handicap, you know? I heard someone say recently, a guy that's in media, and even though he's been in media for years, this is the first season he said, I've been looking at NFL wrong. I've been watching the games on the weekend and doing my work based on me watching the games and watching clips of games and going back all week. Listen, that stuff is all in the line already when it comes out. Everything you're seeing is in the line for the most part. There may be little nuggets, injury stuff and stuff like that. But it's like I said, it's factored in, guys. So just be careful. You know, be careful what your bankroll is this year. It could be broke real early.
And no sport has more recency bias to sort of fight against than the NFL because everybody's got an opinion. More Unscripted with the Crack Man on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live at Circa. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidelon, producer number 9. So much more than a producer. And Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the Crackman. Bill Krakenberger. Add Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. Wisecracks, the name of the podcast. Matthew Steinhardt on Twitter. We get tweets. Best chuckle of the morning. Quote, that's still around, unquote. What was that? That's still around.
Yeah.
Huh. You have to explain to us, Matthew, what that was about.
I say a lot of things without thinking, so, you know.
Why?
3JackH3131. I only catch a show on iHeartRadio, so no visual, but even my ears can tell you're on the wrong side of the screen. Sean Higgs. Yeah, Bill has to be in your seat. A Jersey guy needs to have his eye towards the door. And Kelly is right. He's in your seat. How did you guys flip like that? That's we need funny. A headset in the middle of the desk like a football helmet. People are really upset about that. Oh, here's one for you, Craig. Numbers guy says, question for Crack. Building on what you were saying about ESPN not referencing gambling 5 years ago, did you see a scenario where gambling would be thrust to the forefront, and more specifically, you would be in the spotlight after years of moving freely in the shadows?
Well, I don't, you know, shadows. No, I probably did not see the so mainstream betting like it is talked about among all the major networks even, you know, once in a while. Remember, like, Al and Brent used to say something on air and people, was that a gambling gambling reference?
Yeah.
That might matter to some.
Yeah, that might matter to some, right? That extra.
Chris Fowler was, significant to some. Yeah.
But that, as far as, you know, talking about it, I was on in the late 90s with a guy in town here that had a show I don't know why I can't think of it now. I did a show with Lem Banker every Friday. Larry Grossman. Larry Grossman was called You Can Bet on It. It was really the only gambling show out there that I knew. Late 90s, early 2000s. And I did a show with him. What were you saying?
No, I was just the camera's pointing at you right there.
Am I on that camera?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why would I be on the cameras directly in front of me? Of course, I understand.
Solid stage direction, though, Gil. Good job.
Very good. Very good. So, follow back to that one.
Yeah.
I was on that show every week, and it was really good. We had some really good times on that show, and Lem was like a legend of the town. He used to do it from his backyard sometimes, hanging out with his dogs and on air, though. And so I've been doing gambling shows for years, talking about gambling content, but I never thought it would be as mainstream as it is. And I never thought I would be so much of an advocate for responsible gambling.
Yes,
like
you are that. Yes.
Oh, no, I go after these places for having their sports so much in the eye of children, because I always tell you guys, I've been gambling since I was a little kid. I was gambling on those parlay cards, 8, 9 years old. I worked on a Jersey Shore boardwalk town that we gambled every day. Gambling was part of our life. It was instilled in us. It was a rite of passage. So, coming down from North Jersey and going to Atlantic City at a young, young age. I was in Atlantic City at 16. You know, most people were, though. You know, I didn't even have a fake ID, but I was in there at 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So, and you had to be 21.
Trips to Atlantic City.
Yeah, you had to have them trips, too. Am I right? Yeah. It was like three hour
drive from D.C.
Yeah. And were you there at under 21?
Oh, yeah.
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 Of course.
And it was horrific.
We have had those trips on the way back where you were fighting for gas money with people.
We've had
tolls.
This conversation.
Yeah. The tolls, right?
Yeah. We just got to.
Yeah, no, we have.
We did the
fake.
Did the fake thing. Yeah. You hit there was a white basket. You used to hit the basket, honk the horn, and go.
We would do it we'd be throwing money in, but
over
we didn't.
The side. You didn't. So have we talked about the hookers yet?
No, we haven't, Bill. It's quite a segue.
Oh, no, I just want to know, because it shocked me. I did not know we had this in town. Of course, I know we have hookers in town, but I didn't know we had. I had a pimp come sit next to me in the casino. He was dressed very nice, and he opened his phone, and he called me in New York for some reason. I guess because I had the black hat on. He goes, "Yo, New York." He goes...
Referred to you as New York?
Yeah, New York.
Yeah.
So what's up, buddy? I'm playing. But, he sees the voucher in the machine. I just took a marker. So he sees there's a lot of money in my machine, probably. High Limit room.
At High Limit, okay.
Yeah, right outside High Limit, because they have a 50-play machine I like there. So I'm outside. So he sees a large voucher. I guess I was the mark. I'm not going to say mark, because he was very nice. Very nice guy.
To you.
Yeah, he was very nice. So
to you.
Sits next to me.
He's a salesman.
Yeah.
Opens his phone, a Rolodex, and he actually made the words. He goes, "Yo, New York." It's funny because I seen a lot of girls walking around, very beautiful girls. I was like, wow, these nice girls, beautiful girls going by. Great eye candy walking around.
I like when Bill hits me in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, sorry.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
You grow up Jewish and Italian. You just start, so you talk with your hands. So now he starts rolling his phone, and he's like, "Listen, these are the private stock girls and he's showing me photos, and I'm looking, I say, "Yeah." He goes, "All right, I'm just telling you, these girls are here, they're all here in town, these are real pictures, they called me again, these are real pictures, New York." Like, I just didn't know we had pimps in the town still. I didn't know we had that.
So you just wanted to share with us the charm of Las Vegas, is that what you're trying to tell me?
I just wanted to share with you that there's still pimps around. I knew there was pimps in the 80s and 90s, but yeah.
I to back him up, I have not encountered consider a pimp in
That's
my
right.
6 years of living here. Not. Now, the working girls, definitely.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, they seem to be out on their own.
You there's no artful segue to this, but we were talking about teasers in the last segment.
We're going to go back to that.
You actually did a whole like thing.
Yes.
Is that bad talking about what I just did?
Oh, no, I'm just moving on to teasers, Bill. Okay. Just naturally.
Just naturally. That was interesting.
Just occurred to me maybe we should talk teasers.
Okay, sorry. Teasers.
All right, so I did the East Coast price shopping for you guys. I know we got a couple tweets about this. DraftKings is -120 still on their 6-point teasers. They are the big winner out there.
Definitely.
Because, can we stop and just say that one more time, that DraftKings is the big winner on that at -120?
Yeah.
So for all the incoming they take,
There's keep that in mind if you like to bet teasers. Yeah.
I want to know if that's hard for me to believe, to be honest with you. You know, not doubting you, but you're right. I did remember hearing that last year. Are they still, anyone that has DraftKings account, let us know. Are they still minus $1.20 on 6-point teasers? Because, you know, like you said, Kelly said, that's the best price out there probably. Oh, wow.
6-point teaser, minus 120.
Oh, boom. You can build it. You can actually build the teaser.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know if it's a Wong teaser.
Yeah, it was a Wong teaser.
Oh, okay, good.
Because let's say that. We have noticed that some shops may not be allowing Wong teaser legs to be involved in teasers.
Right, right. That at that pricing. Or you're right, not even
not
take
even
them
at all.
All.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
So, okay, after that, then you've got.
That's bad.
Fanatics, I believe someone just tweeted in. They're at minus 125. I think someone just tweeted that in. So that would be the second best. And then you're at Bet Rivers at minus 127. Bet MGM minus 130. And FanDuel, the big winner here, minus 134 on their team 6.
And by winner, you mean loser.
Loser. Yeah. No, that
minus 134.
That's
huh?
sad. I love betting teasers.
There's higher in town than that, isn't there, Bill?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, listen, it's let me just be blunt. They actually got their heads handed to them a little bit on these Wong teasers a few years back. I think it was 3 seasons ago. And they may have even lost a little bit last year, but they priced them accordingly to not lose them. To get their money back and recoup their money, and these rules where ties lose and stuff. So,
yeah,
we probably talk too much about teasers, but I just want people to know that that's what's going on, and we, you know, we're here to try to help you guys win and give you good nuggets of information. So, be careful with teaser pricing. You can price yourself out, even though you're betting through the key numbers. And also, something we forgot, but we've always preached this: don't tease college games.
No.
Do not tease. Listen, people go after me for saying this. Don't tease NFL totals. There's no, don't tease NBA.
Don't tease basketball.
I was just going to ask. Yeah.
Don't tease, you know, NBA, anything. But people love teasing. And of course, I see these idiots in social media that are the influencers trying to put out things. And, you know, these kids that are 25 years old think they know everything. Yeah. You know,
and just intuitively, again, just to make it easy for people, it's like you get that the volatility of scoring in basketball games, college and pro, is what it is. So the value of every point is minuscule by comparison, right? College football totals and games are more volatile than NFL games. So the point value is much less than it is in an NFL game. And you can really swing it more in your favor if you play the Wong teaser legs specifically. Also, we should also mention, you know, there's a lot
numbers,
of
numbers, right? Numbers.
Well, that's the Wong teaser legs through the key numbers. So, but I should also mention, you know, there's a lot of people who will automatically go to a tease. They'll knock down the say, oh, it's 2 Wong teaser legs, 7.5 down to 1.5 and 8.5 down to 2.5. Sometimes a money line parlay, maybe not just the example I gave, but sometimes a money line parlay will be a better pricing than a 2-team teaser.
Excellent.
Will be. Yeah. So check that out as well. Again, just little things to remember as the NFL season kicks off tonight.
And with analytics and stuff now, these 8s are in play too. So
yes. You
maybe even want to, if you do have a shop charging the right juice, maybe you want to tease through the 8, believe it or not, 8 to 8.5.
With college ball, I'm just going to use like Iowa from last year as an example. Rule still applies. We're not touching college if you're seeing a total of like 32 on the board.
There's always exceptions.
I mean, there could be, but I'm not doing it.
Bill's not doing it. No. Okay, that's the answer I was looking for.
I'm not teasing any
but
totals.
Once in a blue moon.
I'm kind of with you on that, but
once in a blue moon, we'll come on here and we'll be like, well, in this case.
There's no blue moons in Vegas.
More with the Crack Man. Bill Krakenberger. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, Gil, Kelly, and Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets at Beating the Book. So many of these, it's hard to keep up with. So I want to try to get to as many as possible. Good Juju Juicy. Shout out DK for minus 120 teasers again. David Shalifor, love the Megapod this week till Don Gullett's name came up and I had a flashback of 13-year-old me dying watching the 75 World Series. DK, by the way, minus 120, 6-point teaser, he points out as well. Scotty B726, my PPH doesn't refund the teaser tie, but they are minus 110. Is that a good trade-off? Yeah, kind of.
I guess so.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the 110, yeah.
Keno Walker, please call your sportsbook customer service and ask for a bonus before tonight's NFL opener. Most likely you'll get something. It may come with a 10 times rollover, but hey, they want your action.
He's Kevin, right.
Yeah, he's right. Very about good. That. Kevin Norman, a team is never as bad as it looks when they're losing unless it's Florida State. Right, Kelly Bidlin?
That's a funny joke. Whenever my Saturdays opened up for the year.
Jeremiah Westgate, that is your real name. He told me it is his real name. Jerry Westgate, he says, hey, Gil, I always thought if a one leg of a teaser pushes, the other leg becomes a non-teased wager, so you win if the second team covers without the extra points. I only win my teaser, so I haven't been faced with that scenario. That is not the case, no. Again, regardless, it cannot reduce to a one-team teaser. Montreal Max, to add what Bill said, an offshore bookmaker or agents never cared if you won or lost week to week. They just waited for your bankroll to run out, mostly, so tread lightly, like Crack says. And Matthew Steinhardt, explaining the comment. I wasn't aware, or you weren't aware, what he meant by what was that about again? He was talking about sportsbook.ag when we said that. He said, I think we all took a drive down that road. I'm sure a lot of people who still don't have it legal in their states use it. I had no idea it still existed.
I didn't know it was still around. I would have bet it wasn't.
Indiana Jet, one of the survivor choppers at the end of last year. He said, at Fanatic Sportsbooks, you can get Hardman under 10.5 receiving yards at -125. Thank you for that, sir.
That's where I saw the 125. So disregard whatever I said about teasers at Fanatics.
Don't
I
win, though, because you get thrown out.
Yeah. Steinhardt saying brought back some early memories of sports gambling offshore. Talk about sportsbook.ag. Jason H11, no Sigma Derby, no problem. Every morning someone should just ask you, hey, Gilly, we talk about hookers yet? Kip Heisterman, Hard Rock teasers -125. And then Steven Brosek 1870, 5 minutes in the Megapod. Man, I miss Todd. 1 hour in. Todd, shut up. I know he means well and has our backs. Glad the pod is back.
How long is it going to take Hard Rock to figure out that they could just keep raising that price and nobody's going to do anything about it because they're the only book in the state?
All right, there's tons more. I'm sorry I can't get to all of them today. Larry Fresh does say, if Bill was New York, what state or random name do you think the pimp would call you and Kelly? No idea. Kelly's Florida, for sure. Kelly's Florida.
I get California a lot.
Hey, before I leave here today, I owe you money.
Oh, I forgot about the story we're going to tell. Are we not telling it?
You can tell it if you want.
So Gil owed me $1,200 from a month ago or whatever. I made a bet for him.
Yeah.
And he kept on telling him Thursday, I'll give you the money. And then I didn't say anything because I felt bad. He was walking around. The way he was walking around, he looked, dejected. So I didn't even say anything.
He's like, dejected.
No, I'm just kidding. No. So then he said, let me go. Now I walk in last week and he runs to the ATM.
Yeah. And Gil never gets out of his seat during the show.
You were wondering what he was doing.
I was like, where did Gil go? Because the only reason he does is to go make a bet. And he didn't go to the counter.
No, he went the other way.
Because I didn't have any cash on me. And there was a match starting at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay. So he went to the ATM and the old Fugazi move. I won't give me no money. And then comes running back and says, it says no funds available. I said, Gil, do you need more money? He said, I need it. Yeah, you can give me a dime. So I gave him $1,000. He went to the counter and you made a bet. And later on the day you said, Bill, how much do I owe you? Because that bet won $30,000.
The $1,000 you gave me won $22,000.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, that was part of your monster day.
And it was a monster day. Was it like a $100,000 day or something? Can we talk about that? No. Okay. All right. It was $22,000. So anyway, $22,000, and he said, "Hey, you know," and so I want to give you another line from a movie. Bonacera. What have I ever done to?
I said so because we had been talking about tipping. So I'm like, Bill, how much do I tip you on this? Because I ended up making all this money.
Right. Don't treat me with no disrespect. I'd like to get my dime back, though. But
I got
to
give you your money, your outlay back. But that was one of the great betting days in history.
Yeah.
If not the greatest. By the way,
like a Banchero day.
By the way, because I went to because I wasted the time going to the ATM, the 8 o'clock match started before I could get that in, so it would have been, they saved themselves $30,000 additional.
Oh, that's what you said. That's what you said.
Yes.
I was trying to show a bet here. Boy, I tell you what, you guys had to talk about this Monday, I would think. So, maybe not. It's Alabama A&M. The Auburn-Alabama A&M game. Do you guys know what happened in that game? So it's, obviously this college football is 4 15-minute quarters. Mm-hmm. They're winning 52-3 at the half. the coaches decide, let's just play 2 10-minute quarters, the third and fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That's going to null and void anyone's bets on the game.
Because they got to go 55, right?
55 minutes, yep. Only went 50. Actually, they actually put a note in my account. I was trying to read the note in my account, and they were like, yeah, sorry, we can't pay you on that win. Now, the same thing happened. The same thing happened for, this was at Circa, Kentucky. Kentucky minus 24. The bet was canceled. I think this game did not go the full amount of time. I know I'm betting $3,000 on games. I don't know how it happened. But I know like that game didn't go because of lightning, which I understand. I think it was weather related. But this change in the rules in the middle of a game, did you know about the Auburn game, what they did?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
But it affected us who had, you know, Auburn.
We're Miami. Betting on this stuff, people.
Yeah. We're betting on
We're
this
betting
stuff.
On this stuff.
And they do that, what, time to time in college football.
They change the rules of the game? Like, I've never heard it before.
Like, running like, oh, clock, guys, if let's only play 10-minute quarters.
It has happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it still goes back to we bet on these things, though. Like, that's a problem.
Wait, before we go,
yeah.
Chiefs Ravens, do you have a position on this game tonight?
Well, listen,
declare beyond that prop.
I have a position because of the 2.5 minus $1.10.
Right.
However, and I call it The Voice, just like on the movie, the Denzel Washington movie in Mexico, The Voice. My brain's always working that way. There's a person on Twitter.
Man on fire?
Who I like to bet against, Man on Fire, who I like to bet against. And that person just gave out Kansas City minus -3. I mean, you know, it's just it's sad. Now, listen, it's just as good. We've talked about this on this show and in this spot.
Someone who's a documented
0-15. Just as good just to find good a losing a handicapper
yeah.
than a winning handicapper. And this person is a losing handicapper, has buried people, has literally, they have their own cemetery. I mean, they've just for their victims. No, so when I see that they gave out Kansas City, it really bothers me. And I'm not joking. It really does. But only
total
because it's
minus
flashing. 2.5, minus $1.10. I just think that South Point, even though they took that $200,000 bet on Baltimore, they may go back to them. Because if anyone's looking to bet Kansas City
right.
yeah. here, they're going to be betting over there at South Point,
South
minus
Point.
2.5, minus -110. The entire market that I'm looking at, it looks like it's like 3. But maybe I just seen Chris move to minus 2.5, minus -11. So, you know, listen, just don't go crazy. It's an NFL side. Don't go crazy on anything. I will be rooting Kansas City. But, you know, people have really high marks on Baltimore this year. I mean, people really think yeah. that bull. And plus, this is their revenge game, too.
They were well, yes, if you believe in that kind of thing, it's yeah. a revenge game. But they were, we said at the top of the show, we said it many times. Last year, they were historically good. And again, this is like sort of the biggest thing about handicapping. What is the part that you take away with most handicappers, most people? They immediately, their brains go to, oh, Lamar Jackson's never won the big one. That's Baltimore. That's their identity. No, they were great last year. They were better than Kansas City until the ultimate time when it mattered. But for the body of the season, they were much, much better than Kansas City.
Wow.
That makes the handicap tough.
And now you have a Friday night NFL game tomorrow.
In Brazil.
By the way, you see they give warnings out to the players yesterday. Do not go outside your room. This is on Wednesday. They had the warning. Do not go outside your hotel rooms. There was an incident already that happened. So why even play there? I guess money, right? Is that NFL's involved with some big money or something there? Yeah, this is there's just so much hurdles for the public. And you know, a Thursday night NFL game, a Friday night NFL game. Boy, Saturday all day. College football. I hope you have money for the late games on Sunday. That's all right. I can tell you.
Get even or get even deeper.
By the way, a shout out to Heavens to Bet City, who points out that my Mohova bet over Pagula today at plus +140 is already graded as a loss on the picks page. Is Wes Reynolds trying to knock me out? What's happening on the picks page? That's sabotage.
Great. That's awesome,
Billy. Thank you as always, man. Appreciate it.
No, this was fun. I like the new digs over here. I'm glad you guys are part of the big picture here.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Money Moves is next with the lovely Stormy Bonatoni and Mike Somich, who's equally lovely, by the way. Noon Eastern, right here after the show today. VSiN contributor Matt Williams going to break down the best NFL props you'll want to bet on. Then stick around for our brand new show, Prop Points with John Hansen. That debuts today, 2 p.m. Eastern. Eastern. John brings his decades of fantasy expertise to our airwaves, and then Make It Rain right after that with Adam Schein. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Adam has decades of NFL sports knowledge and will be a great addition to the network. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.